Yeah, I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. I got this feeling everything's gonna be all right. Amen? Yeah. There's a lot that's beyond what we can see, isn't there? But we are granted the privilege of looking beyond what we see to what we know. We know God. And we know that He sees all. And so we can take comfort in all that He sees. I was thinking about the seeing and was looking up at the sky in the night, and I looked up, and I looked at that, and we can see a long ways. You know, we can see. We can, if we're on flat ground, we can see a mountain that's a long ways away. You can, when we used to be traveling to Montana, we could see the mountains from the flatlands. But we couldn't see the flatlands very often once we were in the mountains. But you know, you can see, but I thought, you know, when we look up, that's when we can see the furthest. Furthest distance. How far can we see up in the night sky? And God can see above the clouds, but in the night sky, on a clear-lit sky, how far can we see? I don't know. I guess it's like God, it's kind of immeasurable. I know that we probably have some instrument somewhere that can measure the furthest we can see, but I don't know what it is. And I just know that it's awesome. I'll look up. Where does my help come from? Well, my help comes from the Lord. So I can look up. The Lord calls us to look up. And when I look up, there's things there that are really beyond what I can see. Those stars are so far out there. And they're so big. But they're like only like that big. They're only like a quarter of an inch dot in the sky. It's abundantly above and beyond what we can hope or imagine. And we need to continually hope and imagine. And Psalm 103 says, let all that I am, verse 2 says, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me. May I never forget the good things He does for me. What has He done for me? What's God done for you lately? You know? Never forget what He's done for me. And then it goes on to begin to list things in case we can't think of anything that He's done for us. He forgives all my sins. Man alive, that's wonderful. It is wonderful. It is wonderful if we think about it. You know? But sometimes everybody wants forgiveness when they know that they need forgiveness, right? Until we know that we need forgiveness, we don't really care about forgiveness. So we might say, I'm sorry, forgive me to somebody. But until we know that we need a Savior, His forgiveness is, you know, it's not important. Blessed are you, blessed am I, blessed are we that has been given to us to understand. You see, because a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people don't need forgiveness because they don't know Jesus. But He forgives all of our sins. So for those of us who have some understanding, that's a big deal. I'm in awe of you, God. You know, we've got to remember to not lose our awe. You know, just not lose it, not let it go, stir it up. All those things that it says, because Because in that understanding, in that calling, in that looking comes deliverance. He forgives all my sins. All of them. And he heals my diseases. He sent his word and he healed our disease. And you know, we prayed and people have been healed, and we prayed and people haven't been healed. This morning, Vicki mentioned the when something goes wrong anymore, the condemnation. I said, condemnation for what? Well, that I'm the pastor's wife and I'm not healed. I said, honey, Bill Johnson's wife died. But you know, I mean, I said, man, if somebody's going to be condemned, that I'd be the pastor. Here I am. I'm the pastor. And my wife isn't healed. You got to know, I've told you, I'm too lazy to battle that kind of a thing. You know? It's easy for me to put my trust in the Lord. And when I don't put my trust in the Lord, it's a lot easier for me once I break out of that. And, you know, I mean, in the devotion, I said somebody came by this last week and I'd actually seen them pull up, but I didn't know who pulled up. And then they were walking into the church and Donald's truck happened to be here. So I thought maybe there was somebody that knew him. And so pretty soon I got a text from Donald and he said, can you come over? And he said the name here and she'd like to talk to you. And I recognized the name and God forgive me, I didn't have a great attitude. It was like, here we go again. I mean, this is like a 30 years of the 40 years that I've been saved. This has been a pretty regular stop, you know. I don't know that she was ever in a Bible study at Fort Thompson, but she heard about people who were. Anyway, she always has a story. I mean, sometimes I could tell part of the story for her, and I fight a good fight of faith, to, you know. And the funny part about it was, is just probably 10 minutes before that, as I was praying, I'd read something, and I just prayed, and I said, Lord, you know, keep me gracious, compassionate, and generous. I don't want to be stingy, you know. I'd just be careful about praying that. If I'd have known she was coming, never. But anyway, but I didn't think about that when I was coming over, and now I knew who I should have known her walking into church. But anyway, I come over and I opened the door and the story begins. And I said, yes, always. I sounded nicer than I was thinking it, because I was being gracious, kind of, sort of. And I had sort of decided as I left the house coming over that this might be the time. You know, I sometimes talk about, will I ever get to tell Vicki no? And I thought maybe this is the time, you know, this is the time when I just say. But I still came praying. And I decided to help them get to the next place. I know the route. They know the route. I know where they need to get. I know the story is, if you can just get us to Hoven, you know. So I know. I mean, I know these things. And I said, okay, I will arrange it. And was going to just go make the call for that, and the morning would be done, and that'd be just fine. And I'd like to think I just thought it, but I didn't. I think the Lord said it, they'll need to eat too. And I was broken. And with a wonderful attitude, I ran and I got calf so that they could eat too. And I sort of had this feeling of, whew, I'm glad that the Lord brought it to my remembrance, you know. There's things beyond what we can see. And me doesn't necessarily matter. God matters. You know? And so God says, I know the plans that I have for you. And then sometimes maybe we can hear him follow that with, and what are your plans? I was just thinking, they're going to need to eat too. But I was not pure as the driven snow through the whole thing, you know. My natural and my wisdom. I'm not stupid, you know. I mean, I know things and I've dealt with these things. And but God must have see things that I'm not seeing about this. That there's going to come a real, strong, lasting relationship with him. See, I don't want to have the relationship with those two. I want them to have God. I don't want to always be the stopping off place, but I want to, when they do, I want to stop off and have them stop off and see the Spirit of God. Be confronted by God. See, that's what changes people's lives. When I say confronted, I don't mean confronted. I mean brought face to face with the living God. That God's in front of me, so I can't be seen. You know, because may I never forget the good things he does. He's done good things for me. The Lord has been good to me. Let's not forget how good God is to us. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't like God wanted me to empty my bank account. We'd have a real conversation then, you know. But I knew that that's right. And who cares? Who cares how many times they stop? Who cares how many times? You know, they were the thickest stack of things pinned to my bulletin board that I threw away when I cleared my bulletin board. Because they're always going to pay me back. You know, I don't want to be paid back. It isn't necessary. Don't tell me that you will. Surprise me if you want to. You know? But God says, I'm the Lord, I'll repay. I don't want to miss the Lord's repaying. I don't want to be so wise in my wisdom that I miss what God has for me, because this could happen. Because it's beyond what I can see. You know? There's a lot more to this. I've said there's no high like the Most High. And the other thing is what? There's more to Jesus. There's more to Jesus. There's more to Jesus. See, if there wasn't more, then it wouldn't be so interesting. You know? We're being perfected. And then we will be as he is. That's then, beyond what we can see. But boy, we can have moments where we're like him. And we can rest in that. And we can imagine that. Imagine the abundantly above and beyond what anyone can hope or imagine. Imagine you've all experienced above and beyond what you hoped or imagined. We all have. We've all. If we look and we don't forget the things that God has done for us, let me not bless the Lord, O my soul, and let me never forget the good things he does. Because there was a time, you see, to me, as bad as my attitude was coming, that's a good time. Because he makes all things better in his time. He answered my prayer. He answered my prayer. answered. That was an absolute. Within less than a half hour, he answered my prayer. You know, that's a quick answer. Well, how come he answers that one, but you pray for your wife all the time? Hey, she's doing great. She's doing great. She's doing great. No more discouragement, right? Absolutely. Huh? Looking beyond what we can see. How wonderful. So he forgives me, he heals me, he redeems me from death. The greatest fear on this earth, people say, well, I'm not afraid to die until they face dying. You know? That's why people are trying to make it so they can live forever. I just read something this week, like four different quotes from people that were atheists, and as they were dying, they were saying things like, what have I done? And they were saying things like, you know, I'm all done, you know. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Maybe that's a thing. But see, these are people who spoke against God, against the idea of God, who refused to believe in God, who did all their best that they could to get everybody else not to believe in God. And when they're dying, maybe I was wrong. What do we know? What do we know? He crowns me with love and tender mercies. Ooh. Ooh. The steadfast love of the Lord. Don't you love the love of the Lord? Don't you love his tender mercies? And we don't have to be in a great need. We don't have to be greatly. We just have to seek the Lord. You know? When you'd only call. And so he fills my life with good things. He fills my life with good things. He fills my life with good things. So if I'm not seeing the good things, then I need to look beyond what I can see. Yeah. Because nothing's impossible for God. Nothing. See, that needs to mean a lot to us, that nothing's impossible for God. We can't allow his word that is new every morning. We can't allow it to become a, I know that. I've heard that. You know? The Bible says it. Think about that. Think about these things. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. So if you're feeling like it ain't fair, God's got something for you. Righteousness and justice. And we don't need to take that to mean God's going to get you for that. You know? He brings us peace with it. When I was not rushing to do something for God, he let me do something for God that gave me peace. Gave me a soft place to roll on, to think, hey, I ain't proud of the way it started, but I'm thankful for the way that it ended. You know? Because my flesh could have just said, just tell them to go on. I'm busy. And I was busy. Interrupted me in my prayer time, in my devotion time. I don't know what they were doing up so early. But anyway. You know, we have these promises. And I read, he revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. He revealed his character. Now, We can look at how it was in Moses' time. See, that's the character that everybody wants to think about God. The character that opened up the ground and dumped people into it. You know? The character that sent the plugs and the character that, the plagues, I mean, the character that sent plagues and plugs. Yeah, sent plagues and the character that said, I'm not going to put up with these people forever and all that kind of stuff. But here's what we see. We see the character of God who so loved the world that he gave his only son. And we see that the punishment that we deserved went on Jesus because God didn't want it to go on us. Wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. You know, those are just a bunch of words unless we apply them to us. You know? God's word is nigh us, even in our mouths. And so we say, the Lord is compassionate and merciful. And how many times will you speak to someone about the compassion and the mercy of God and they'll say, what about the Old Testament? Look what God did in the Old Testament. I'm glad he did it in the Old Testament. He's going to do it again in the New Testament, but only way out at the end. When his protection, when he that holds back, no longer holds back. But I'm going to be flying then. I'm going to fly away. Some glad morning when this life is over. Every morning's a glad morning, but that one's going to be quite a morning. You know? Whoopee, we're all going to die. You know, there was some truth to that song that they sang. Yeah, okay, if you don't remember the Vietnam song, one, two, three, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me. Anyway. Whoopee, we're all going to die. They were singing about that, and there was some prophecy to it. We're all going to, you know. I mean, that was what I thought when I was called for my physical. Whoopee, I'm going to die. And it wasn't going to be, you know, good. So it wasn't like I was putting my trust in the Lord. But that was just the plan. That was what everybody thought. If you go to Vietnam, you know, you're just going to die. Go out shouting, you know. Go out shouting. I'm going to go out shouting, but it's not going to be that way. That's over. So he's compassionate, he's merciful, and he's slow to get angry, and he's filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. It's good. People can accuse us, we can accuse ourselves, but he just, when it's over, it's over. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. His unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children. He said, I'll be a father to you and you'll be my child. Oh Lord, help me to never forget the good things that you do for me. We need to bring these things to our remembrance so that we can bask in them. You know? So that we remember what it's all about. It's not just about, well, okay, we'll go to church. You know? Or, you know, I'll read my Bible. Or, you know, right now is the Lenten season where we're preparing to remember, you know? Well, we remember all seasons. You know? I mean, I guess it is. There's nothing wrong with coming up with something that'll get people to be, you know, committed. But when it's over, Are we still committed? Of course we are. We got to be. But what keeps us committed? Our commitment to Him. For Him to carry on. That's what's going to keep us. And sometimes we got to look beyond what we can see. And we got to trust what we know. God has not forgotten me. God will not forget me. He could never forget me. I'm His favorite child. You know? I am. I am. And if I'm His favorite child, then I need to stay close. He needs me close. He needs us close. He needs us to need Him. You know? That song says, I want you to want me. That's worship. That's God. I need you to need me. I love you to love me. I mean, that's God's whole idea. I want you to want me. I want you to need me. I want you to love me. I want you to cast all your cares upon me. I want you just to come running. Run to Him. Run to Him. You know, there's. Seeing beyond what we can see. You know, Jesus saw beyond. He saw Nathanael over there by a tree. And because He saw Nathanael there, Nathanael said, "Whoa, you're the Son of God." Seeing beyond, going beyond what we can see, going beyond what we're comfortable with, going beyond because we know He can see beyond, and hearing the voice of the Lord leading us, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." That's how I want to live, walking in His way. I want to live walking in His way more today than I did in 1983 or 1984 or 1985 or all the way up to 2014, 2015, now all the way up to 2024, now 2025. And I want to keep living that way. More of You, Lord. So Lord, open the eyes of our understanding so we see beyond what we see. Because there's things beyond. There's things beyond where we are. There's things beyond what we know and You know. So grant us hearts that are at ease with You being in charge. Thank You, Lord. We will look up and behold, we will know the goodness of God in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, we declare it. Continue to pray for our nation. Continue to pray for our brothers and sisters everywhere. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Your kingdom come, Your will be done, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
And also, pray for Sharon and Lee Blaisdell.
Oh.
Blessings over that family.
Yeah.
Strength and healing.
Amen.
Everything that's needed there.
Amen. Amen. There's a lot needed there. Yes. Amen.
She requested that the church pray for
her. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Meet them. Care for them. Provide for them. Thank You, Lord, that You hear the prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.